You're listening to SBS News.
In a COVID world full of uncertainties, Australia's rules and regulations designed to stop the spread of COVID-19 are slowly easing in most states and jurisdictions. It presents fresh challenges as the nation responds to a second wave, combined of new clusters and outbreaks, and approaches a total of 10,000 infections. Victoria is in the midst of a virus crisis, while the rest of Australia temporarily shuts the state out and continues to reopen. As government support for Australians kicks into another gear, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it is working towards economic recovery with caution and confidence.
Well, we've got one country and two stages right now. We've got Victoria, which has been going into lockdown, and other states, Queensland, New South Wales, Western Australia, South Australia, Tasmania, they've been opening up, benefiting from the suppression of that curve. So the reality, and it's a harsh reality, is that we are going to see more cases. So we're going to have to live with the COVID pandemic for some time to come. That means there are difficult, tough days ahead, but we will get through this and we will have success in suppressing the curve just as we did earlier this year.
The second instalment of federal government support payments have come into force. Approximately 5 million Australians will receive a payment of $750, including people on veterans support, disability pension, social security, carer allowance, new start and partner allowance. The economic stimulus is designed to keep the Australian economy afloat. The cost to taxpayers is $4 billion. Officials are stressing the need for these payments to be spent. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers echoes those calls.
I think it's really important that this money is out the door and circulating in an economy which desperately needs it. So many people are doing it really tough in this first recession in almost three decades.
It comes as the federal government prepares to deliver a mini-budget next week, where Treasury will outline the next phase of economic response to the health crisis. Prime Minister Scott Morrison highlights the significance of the government's support to Australians.
This will be an important boost to the economy when it's doing it tough. On top of that, there's the tax cuts that we legislated just straight after the election. And that has its second round, and people are getting in on that pretty quickly by getting their tax returns in. So that's about another 4.5 million people that would benefit from that. So that's a good cash support into the economy at a time when it's doing it tough, and that'll be good news for small businesses who will be the beneficiaries of that.
Mr. Morrison recently suggested there will be another phase to the JobKeeper scheme beyond September. Labor is concerned with the lack of clarity around how long it will be available for, saying it is causing unnecessary anxiety in the community.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the community. There's a lot of people doing it tough. They don't know what the world's going to look like in September or October.
Meanwhile, the current unemployment rate is 7.1% and is expected to rise when new data is released later this week. However, Treasurer Frydenberg says the figures don't show the full picture or impact of the pandemic.
The effective unemployment rate takes into account not only those who are officially unemployed, but also those who have left the labour force altogether, as well as those who are on 0 hours. And that's around 13.3% right now. So that's a large number of people reflecting the economic challenges that we see right now and the impact it's having on the unemployment rate.
Amidst the economic uncertainty, the Treasurer offers a message of hope to Australians.
It's important that we stay strong in the days and the weeks ahead. We always knew the pathway to the economic recovery would be tough. We always knew that there was this threat of a second wave of cases, as we've seen around the rest of the world. But by working together, we will get through this. Victorians will get through this, and they'll do so with the support of their federal government.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.